Welcome to Raw Radio.
And we're live.
And we're live.
Are you ready?
I'm ready this time. Are you ready?
Right, listen, it's recording.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You say so.
Yeah.
So,
first of all, if you didn't listen to the episode, you need to listen to the episode because Gary made me screw up again.
Yes. And Thomas was fired. So that was supposed to be his last episode.
And I was fired.
Episode.
I was fired. Well, it you know, and then Gary came back begging me to come back on a show.
So, I saved you.
So here I am, and you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but
conversation with Karen.
Yes, and I think what we keyed on is empowerment, and you know it's you know we're talking to a female, and we're talking about empowerment. But this is something that I think transcends sex, gender. I think this is really about how empowerment can change your life no matter who you are.
Yeah, I do think so. And, you know, in her case, we talked quite a bit about her childhood, you know, coming from a, you know, tough neighborhood with large family and some of these conveniences of life were not as accessible. And I do think that some of that has significant impact of who she became later in life, even though she didn't want to do jiu-jitsu, everything kind of falls in the region. Do you see that? Is it a coincidence or really, it really happens that way? I'm noticing more and more that people who are really successful in jiu-jitsu, they never wanted to start jiu-jitsu. And it's kind of, the life takes them in that direction.
Yeah, you know, it does happen often, doesn't it? And
yeah.
You have to ask yourself why. I think part of it could possibly be because they have misconceptions about what it really is. Or the things that turn them off to jiu-jitsu become insignificant once you start.
Yeah.
You know, the stink, the sweat. Yeah, I'm speaking for you, of course.
Not everybody trains with you, okay?
Yes.
Let's take
I
a
do
notch
sweat.
Down.
Man, do I sweat. But all those things that turn people off, the rolling around on the ground, all that, when you find what it really is, yeah, I think those negative things that you thought about become really insignificant, and you want to grasp and learn and move forward with all those benefits that jiu-jitsu has.
What's empowerment to you?
Something that teaches you or the process that you learn that makes you more confident in yourself.
How have you found empowerment in your life?
Through deconstructing things that have happened to me in my life, figuring them out, looking at the way they affected me and how I reacted to it.
And what did you learn?
I learned that if I react negatively to certain things, that it affects me. It continues to be a negative in my life and causes more negativity. If I figure things out and say, what can I learn from this? You know, even in the crosstalk before we started with Karen, we talked about, you know, if there's anything, you know, she said she's got happy stories, sad stories. And if we talk about something that's sad, you know, oftentimes we look for that silver lining or what we learned from it or what benefited us and those around us afterwards. So I think if I look for those points in any given situation, I then become empowered by that situation. I learned from it. And I think that knowledge is, you know, it's cliche, but knowledge is power, right? And if you can learn from things and use them for your advantage, I think you can become empowered.
Skill, mental toughness.
Which one?
Yeah.
Matters?
Yeah. Mental. I mean, that's a big part of the empowerment, right? Because we often talk about getting, you know, especially in jiu-jitsu, you know, it's a competition between you and the partner and who can achieve some of these goals and milestones and so on, you know, empowering yourself, one, to step on the mat, right? But two, continuing empowering yourself during that, as your journey takes place, is a big component of the success. Mm-hmm. So going back, skill versus mental empowerment.
I don't think you can achieve great heights without both, but I do think that the mental toughness is what separates people who have equal skill levels. Travis Stevens talked about somebody that he fought. I don't remember who, but he knew that this dude, you know, after studying this guy, he knew this guy, if he didn't win in the first couple minutes, Travis could beat this guy, right? If he could just survive these first couple minutes, this guy wasn't going to know what to do in the last few minutes. And I think that's a mental toughness. That's a game where, okay, I'm not going to be able to do what I want in the first 2 minutes of this match or whatever. But once we get through that, I'm going to be able to take over. And I think that that's mental toughness. Showing up every day, even when you don't want to be there, is mental toughness. Getting your butt kicked day after day after day, but continuing to show up, that's mental toughness. And I think if you have two people that are equal in skill level, like I said, if that one person isn't showing up every day when they don't want to be there, I don't think they're going to achieve the same things.
How do you create that mental toughness? How do you create an empowerment?
Right. So I asked Karen, were you born with this or is it something you learned? And she said she thinks it's something that she was born with. I don't know if it's something that can be taught, right? The cliche is you can't teach heart. So is it something you're born with? I don't know. I think
people, but there has to be, I'm going to challenge that. Well, there has to be levels because yes. Not everybody is born a world champion and not everybody is going to be winning all the trophies. Not, you know, 95% people will not do jiu-jitsu for a living, right? Jiu-jitsu is a hobby, is activity, is something to get us away from, you know, give us an outlet.
Sure.
Right? So, you know, but we still need to empower ourselves. So, I don't know, can we assume that a lot of people won't be empowered because they're not born with it?
No, I think we're I think now we're getting into semantics, but I'm talking about high level. I'm not talking about the hobbyist or anything like that. I'm talking about people at the highest level of anything, right? Mm-hmm. I think mental toughness is what puts you on the top mm-hmm. of all those other people that whose skill level is very similar to yours. I think that when you become empowered, I think it leads to more empowerment, if that makes sense. You start layering those positive things, attributes on top of each other, right? And then they build who you are. So I do think that it's, you know, there's people that maybe were very shy or pushed around, never stood up for themselves. And could they have a moment that changes everything? Absolutely. And I think that, but they have to take that and carry that with them and build on it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's not, I don't think it's a snap of the fingers and now, you know, they're going to be able to achieve whatever they want. No, I think it's something that happens that's recognized and you layer on it.
So let's talk about the average Joe Schmo.
Here I am.
Well, is empowerment part of this or no?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Walking through the door to your first jiu-jitsu class can be a very empowering. Picking up the phone empowering.
So are you born with this or this is an acquired skill?
Like I said, there's layers.
For you?
For me, for sure. Yeah.
For sure. Why?
Because I think I was one of those people that didn't, I was never very competitive. I'm still not very competitive.
So you're saying it's an acquired skill?
I think it's something that can be grown.
Okay.
If it's in you. Now, if it's not, and I don't know if people don't have it in them at all, but let's say they don't. I don't know if a single event, an imprint, is going to be able to change them. I think that it goes much deeper than that, and it takes maybe a lot of time sitting on a couch with somebody a lot smarter than you to help you. You know? Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I'm not sure if I agree.
I bet you do. I bet you do. But the way you and I, our brains work, we're not. We haven't met in the middle yet. Yeah. We're on opposite ends of this whole thing.
Well, so hear me out on this. So my thought is that everybody has it.
Okay.
Everybody has it.
Is it beat out of you?
Well, you haven't discovered it.
Okay.
It's for some of us, it's buried deeper than others. Then you know, and for
naturally
others,
or by circumstance.
Well, found?
Buried. What buries it?
I think life. I think circumstances of life, our childhood, how we're being brought up, the circumstances, the community we are part of. You know, some of us have more success than others. Mm-hmm. Some of us are born in more fortunate situations than others. It is what it is. You know, but I think we all have it.
Okay.
It's just not everybody finds it at mm-hmm. the same time. Because I'm looking at this from very kind of outside of the box perspective, right? Walking into a jiu-jitsu academy for very first time, it requires a lot of empowerment, a lot of courage, a lot of, you know, you sometimes we got to push ourselves to do this. Even if you want to do this, it's a very conscious decision to come into the academy where you know you will get beat up, mm-hmm. right? It's a very big step, right? How is that any different from swimming for very first time? How is that any different than you getting on a bike for very, very first time? You're jumping
because when you come through the door on your own, it's. I think it's different, and I think it's different because and maybe it's a subtle difference. I don't know if when I learned how to ride a bike, if there was a fear of the unknown. You know, like I said, I wasn't very confident, but. Look, I jumped right in the pool. I didn't jump right into jiu-jitsu.
That's because you're crazy, okay? I'm talking about normal people.
I didn't have a problem.
Think about an adult who's never swum, right, never been in the water, and they are about to jump into the pool for very, very first time, deep water, right? They are literally putting their life in this event of, I'm not going to drown, or maybe I will. I'm not a psychologist, but I see a correlation here where both mm-hmm. of the events could be very stressful. Very dramatic.
Sure.
You know, the anxiety associated with it. You know, in my mind, it could be the same as, similar to you walking into the academy for the very first time, knowing that you want to do this, mm-hmm. but yet things could happen, putting you in very uncomfortable positions.
Yes.
Right. You know what I mean? So again, I'm thinking very outside of the box on this. And yet, if you jump into the pool, majority of us will love the water that we will, because there's so much pleasant associated with it. You can go to beach, you can swim, you can relax, you can, you know, get in the backyard if you have a pool, relax on a hot day, whatever. All that would not exist if you didn't have a comfort with the water.
Right.
Same thing. I know you want to smash right now because your eyes are rolling backwards and you have this smirk on your face.
Now, I just want to know what happens if you jump in and you don't plug your nose and your mouth is open and you swallow a bunch of water and it's an awful experience.
Yeah.
Then what happens?
Does the empowerment
give you that spark?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or does the spark put you in a situation where you feel empowered? Yeah. I have no idea. And I know I sound like an idiot, but
no,
I think you know where I'm coming from.
I know exactly where you're coming from, right? Is it going to be a motivator for you, or mm-hmm. is it going to put you down where you will never try it again, right? And this is
now you're not going to try anything else.
Right, exactly, right? Oh. So this is where people who are by far smarter than both of us together combined, you know, could answer that question.
Yes. We've asked for a psychologist. Give us a call.
Please.
You know,
I would love to pick your brain about this. I mean, if you're listening, you have if you have any knowledge of that or you know somebody, please recommend us. I would love to have that on the show and really pick that brain. You know, like for me personally, if I cannot achieve something, that gives me motivation. Like I am too stupid to quit. I'm going to drive even harder. I know for others that I know that a small obstacle would derails them mm-hmm. and they have to work really hard to come back.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm going with all of this is that I think we all have it. It's just not all of us can dig it out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a shame that we give up so quick.
Sure.
Because I think beauty of jiu-jitsu particularly, it is so empowering in general in life. Mm-hmm. That I wish everybody tried it, you know, and we have endless examples here at the academy,
for sure,
where individuals who, you know, did not want to step on the mat, did not want to have anything to do with people. They did not want to talk to people, you know. Matter of the fact, let's highlight Hamza. I mean, you know, Hamza, you guys don't know who Hamza is, or some of you don't know, but what a phenomenal young gentleman. Got, you know, got rewarded with a blue belt yesterday at the academy here, and the changes that he's made in his life because of jiu-jitsu are just mind-blowing. You know, it was very, you know, emotional moment for me to be part of that, part of his journey. But Hamza, if you're listening to it, good for you. And you are still the biggest trash talker. I've
known, and so. I actually went home while I was working on something last night. I actually texted my sister about that as well. And it was really a wonderful moment. And I was happy to be a part of it as well. Talking about last night, you know, I want to say thanks for what you did last night. There was a lot of people got promoted yesterday. One of those people, Professor Egger, is now a first degree black belt. And he said something, you know, he said some words after his presentation, his promotion. And one of those things was, you know, this, don't compare yourself to anybody else. Right? This is your journey. And as long as you are better today than you were yesterday, or better this time on the mat than you were the last, you know, take stock in that. And I think that kind of correlates to what we're talking about today, right? With empowerment.
Yeah.
Even if you failed, you tried, use that, reflect on it. Like I was saying earlier, dissect it, pull it apart, find the silver lining or whatever those little nuggets that you always talk about, that you can use to be better than you were, whether it's in jiu-jitsu or anything else, a better father, better mother, better friend, better at whatever your career is, your day job, or advancing out of that. If you're not happy, any of it, just find those things to be a better person than you were yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, what do they say? The quitting is the easy way out.
It absolutely can be, for sure.
Yeah. 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 Work hard.
Yep.
Work hard.
Work smart.
Work smart. Yeah. Don't quit. That's for sure. Shall we wrap this up?
Sure, let's do it.
All right. All right, guys.
We were on the same page.
It was great doing the show with you guys. I got officially fired, so you will have to put up with Gary, and we just lost 95% of the listeners.
I will say this to the listeners. At least I'll hit the record button. You might not like what you hear, but it will be recorded.
Off to the next one.
All right, peace.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.